The Kodiak Island Borough's Facility Fund is used to maintain and repair borough buildings. It works like this. A large amount of money earns interest, and a portion of that earnings is used for repairs. There are rules on how much money can be taken out and what it can be used for. For instance, as Assemblymember Andy Schroeder explained, only half of the returns on investment could be used to pay for the high school debt. The measure approved last night changes that to 100% of the earnings, which may help one problem, but could create many more by not leaving money for repairs for other buildings. Andy Schroeder.
And that's not our intention. When I got on the assembly, there was a message from staff and a warning from previous assembly members, don't let your buildings rot. You got to take care of them. You got to do renewal and replacement, which we often call shorthand R&R.
The assembly had a lengthy discussion last night on whether it was better to leave money in the fund for much needed repairs or change the limit on how much could be used to pay off bond debt. As Assemblymember Julie Cavanaugh explains, the Assembly was hopeful that the state would honor its commitment to pay the reimbursement for school debt on the high school. But that didn't happen. So the borough is short, and it must meet its obligations.
I am on the side of favoring this because I haven't yet heard a solution to the problem other than this that makes as much sense. So if somebody else has a different solution, I have open ears, but we have yet to come to any other solution for the dilemma we're in. When we voted our budget, we voted, some of us voted thinking that the state budget would come down differently, and so we kind of hedged our bets, hopeful. We didn't want to raise taxes, and so now we're trying to rectify our budget by doing this motion.
Assemblymember Scott Arndt introduced the measure.
We sold bonds to do repairs and maintenance to our school buildings and felt that it was appropriate to use those to pay part of that debt because of the shortfall from the governor. So this is not that it will be 100%. It's up to 100%. So each year, it's the assembly's choice.
Assemblymember Rebecca Skinner introduced an amendment to allow the 100% draw on earnings for the current year only. But Arndt said the governor's new budget for next year doesn't include funds to fix the problem, so the borough may be right back at this same point again next year. He urged assembly members to leave the timeline open. In the end, that's how the assembly voted. To allow a full draw of returns for debt payment and to not put a time limit on that option. The other public hearing last night was to authorize the finance department to write off years-old non-collectible accounts that are still on the borough's books. While writing off public money is not ideal, it is a reality, said Assemblymember Dwayne Dvorak.
It's always regrettable when it comes to something like this where you have to kind of write these things off, but there's no business or government that I'm aware of that doesn't end up with a few of these dead accounts for whatever reason.
And finally, Bayside Fire Chief Howard Rue announced that after 4 years at the helm, he will be leaving. With more than 50 years in uniform, he gave a heartfelt compliment to fellow firefighters.
I want to say that of any position, job, situation, or place that I have lived or worked, I will miss you all, Kodiak, Bayside the most. I can honestly say this is the best job I've had anywhere.
Rue will leave his post next December. That, he said, will give the fire service district and the borough time to hire and train his replacement. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.